Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now.
It's not about what you've done, it's about what you're doing. It's all about where you're going, no matter where you've been.
Let's go. Hi, welcome to Get You Fit Radio, the radio show that helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. I'm Irene Cook. I am your host, and I'm going to help you lead a healthier lifestyle simply by telling you how important it is to try and live a stressless lifestyle. And I know that sounds so wonderful, but in reality, it is very difficult to live a stressless lifestyle. We can certainly try to implement ideas of living stressless lifestyles, but once we actually put the idea of starting a real day, it never works out. So the show today is going to be about cortisol and how it takes a toll on our bodies. Very interestingly, we've all heard the word cortisol. And just this week, I did this presentation live, which was so wonderful to do again to a real live audience. And I asked them, what is cortisol? And to a live audience, I had many people look at me, and I knew that they knew that they had heard this word. And I wish I could ask you, so I'll ask you to ask yourselves, what is cortisol? Many of you might know what it is, but you might not be able to actually give it a definition. So these are some of the things that I heard for my live audience. I heard that it's a hormone. I heard that it had to do with stress. I had many people say that it makes you gain weight. I had many people say that it makes you gain weight around your belly area. And I heard many people say that it was bad. And those things are all correct. And I gathered that these tidbits of information that many people repeated over and over at the different live seminars that I was at, that I gave were based on information that we hear on the television. Yes, and we have heard the word cortisol over and over on the TV. And to answer this, yes, it is. It is a hormone that our adrenal glands produce and release. And this is a hormone that we all produce and we all release it. And is it bad? Well, it's not bad because we all produce it and we all release it. But producing too much of it is bad, and producing too much of it and not balancing it with the other hormone that it needs to be balanced with is what sets people off. And this is the thing that people don't understand about stress. So let me educate you on this. All right. So the other hormone that is released by our adrenals is DHEA. DHEA is the opposite of cortisol. It is the good part of the hormone that our adrenals release, and it is the one that keeps us from aging. It is the one that keeps us from breaking down. It is the one that makes us live a healthier and longer lifestyle. This is a hormone that is released naturally by our bodies, DHEA. Cortisol is the opposite of that. It is the one that is catabolic to our body. It's the one that breaks down our body. This is the hormone that's released when we are in trauma. It is what's released when we hear a loud noise that scares us. It just happens. Cortisol is released. It is what's released when we get a mosquito bite. It's released when we fall and we hurt ourselves. These things are just natural occurrences. All right, so what happens if you have an overabundance of the cortisol? And now this is the piece that we're all gathering from these commercials, because yes, it does tie in to the inability to gain or lose weight. And this is where everybody's ears perk in. But there's a lot more to this, because not only does it cause you to not be able to lose weight, but it also breaks your body down in much, much, much more serious ways. As I was saying, when we are stressed, we are unable to break down many bodily functions. Your body is continuously monitoring these cortisol levels to keep things steady, to keep things constantly balanced. And if your cortisol levels are higher than normal, then this could be harmful to your health. Now, what happens if your cortisol levels are high? Well, that means you have a higher stress response. This means your body is unable to break down fats, proteins, carbohydrates. Bam, there it is, the metabolism. But you're also unable to break down other things. Your body is suppressed. You're unable to break down inflammation. So the inflammatory response is also affected. And this is where we get a lot of autoimmune diseases. We have a lot of people that are developing these autoimmune diseases. This is what our stressful lives brings us. Our blood pressure can't be regulated. Our blood sugar can't be regulated. Our sleep cycles aren't regulated, and our bodies break down. The problem here is we all live these crazy stressful lives, and more so, we have this terrible ability to perceive what our stress levels are really like. And so what I mean by this is we live our lives. We are used to the tremendous amount of stress that we live our lives under. So although you're able to live your life and deal with these nonstop stressors, perhaps you're not losing weight, so you are stressed. Your cortisol just went up. Your kids missed the bus. Your cortisol just went up. Your boss is angry with you because you're 10 minutes late. You just saw your cortisol go up. But you are so used to these stressors that you aren't feeling the stress, but your body is still breaking down. Your blood sugars aren't regulating. Your blood pressure isn't regulating. Your body might be inflamed, and your metabolism is not able to regulate. None of this can be seen on any form of labs or blood work. And so you just keep trucking through your life. And yes, you do feel the stress, but you just keep trucking through your life until finally years and years and years and years go by. And all of this stress has finally broken your body down to the point where now you have high blood pressure. And this is now you. And it needs to be addressed. And so we want to avoid that. And there's all sorts of other issues that might come up. You might have an autoimmune disease. You might develop all sorts of other diseases. So the point is this. Stress is a silent issue because we don't manage it. Or what we love to do is we love to self-treat. And self-treating is okay if we can manage it appropriately. And what I mean by self-treat is we don't sleep well. So we hit snooze, we get up, and we are tired. So the very first thing we do is we have a cup of coffee. Well, caffeine is a stimulant. So now that's self-treating. You're not fixing the problem. The problem is you live a stressful life, you need to address the issue by getting better sleep. Your cortisol levels aren't going to ever resolve themselves. Your body is going to break down. And self-treating with coffee isn't going to fix the problem. And so as your stress levels continue through the day, what we do is we self-treat. Again, how else can we self-treat? We ignore the stress and we self-treat. Alcohol is another way to self-treat. And again, you all know how much I love my wine. But if we are self-treating to the point of ignoring that stress, then we're not fixing the problem. Because from a physiological standpoint, if you were to have your cortisol levels checked, you would see how sky high they would be. And the way you check this is truly by having a saliva test done, and everybody would fall within a certain standard level for cortisol. If your cortisol levels are sky high when you wake up in the morning, that tells us a lot about your stress levels. That tells us a lot about your sleep. And if you are drinking it up at night and waking up in the morning already 10 feet behind the start line because you are tired, and then self-treating with coffee, your body's going to break down. All right, so what does someone do when they're in this perpetual cycle? It needs to be fixed, and it's not as hard as you think. What we need to do is we need to start incorporating more lifestyle activities that will increase the DHEA in your body. And while I did this presentation during the week, it was actually a lot of fun because I was able to stand up and jump around and be a lot more animated. And that is part of what helps increase your DHEA, but it's not always what helps increase your DHEA. So I will ask you, what things make you happy? What things bring you joy? And these are the things that are going to increase your DHEA. But I'm gonna share with you what things, what activities are known to increase the automatic production of this hormone naturally in humans. First off, music. That's a shoo-in. Listening to music will automatically increase your DHEA. Now, a recent study done showed that listening to music from the decade of the era from your high school years will actually bring up your DHEA levels tremendously. Now, I want to point something out. It's really difficult for me not to say bring down your cortisol levels, because from a scientific standpoint, in my recent learning, you don't actually bring down your cortisol levels. What you do is you bring up your DHEA levels. So it's a balance. And so by listening to that music from your high school decade, you could actually balance yourself out. That is going to bring a lot of stress out of your life. So a little tip, if you ever want to ask a huge favor from someone, you know what to do. Figure out when they graduated high school and play a song on the radio from that decade. See if it works for you. All right, next one, deep belly laughing. And I know I recently talked about this in one of my podcasts, but deep belly laughing. And this is something that I have asked my clients to do. Find a quick video of your spouse, of your best friend, of your children, of your pets. A quick 2 second, 5 second, 30 second video that you just know is going to make you laugh. You know, the kind of laughing that you used to do in middle school, you know, the kind that you just could not stop laughing. Throw a couple of those on your camera roll and label them as a favorite and watch those just here and there throughout the day. Not when you get mad, you know, those aren't your emergency pull out when you're angry videos. Just throughout the day, sprinkle your day with DHEA. I need a t-shirt that says that, because what we need to do is remember to throw these in sporadically throughout your day. But what we do is we wait until we're angry, but then it's too late. Our mind is too focused on the anger. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, and I'm talking about how you can keep the stress away, how you can keep your body from breaking down, and incorporating activities, lifestyle activities that will help you live a healthier lifestyle. And by the way, as I'm telling you and I'm sharing you with you these activities that you can incorporate, I need to also point out something very important that I didn't share earlier. The breakdown of your body under years of stress, you know, that silent breakdown that I talked about, the one that you don't feel until years and years later when you go to the doctor and finally now you have blood pressure issues or autoimmune diseases, that stress is no different than the kind of stress that you would have after a traumatic car accident, as far as the type of stress levels that are put on your body. It's just accumulated. And so the difference, like I said, is we don't feel it. It's silent and it goes over a long period of time. And so I was sharing different activities that you can do, and I was mentioning that deep belly laughing. Of course, we all know exercise is going to be on the list, but I need to clarify. This does not mean go out and work out for an hour. This does not mean work out 30 minutes in the middle of your day. This simply means do a stretch, a couple push-ups, a downward dog, something that will activate your muscles, that will increase your DHEA. And there is not a single person that would argue that. This does not need you to get all sweaty. You don't need to turn on your heart monitor and get yourself all pre-workout jacked up. This is just to make you aware of your body moving. And implementing this as well is going to balance your levels out. Of course, eating a healthy diet, incorporating all the basic healthy things are going to also increase these things. But the sleeping is a big one. Not having a good night's sleep can be as catastrophic to your health as smoking a pack of cigarettes a day. And I want to clarify what I mean by that. I don't, and I'm not implying that it is as catastrophic to your health in the standpoint of what it can do to your lungs and what it could do to your health in the form of cancer, but what I mean in what it could do to the lifeline of your health. Not sleeping at least 4 sleep cycles could reduce the lifeline of your health just as much as smoking a pack of cigarettes a day. All right, so what about facing the weight gain? What happens with these stress levels when you cannot lose weight? Many of my clients over the years, as I went through my journey as a nutritionist, would come to me, and I would never truly believe them when they would say, "I'm doing everything right, Irene, but I'm not losing weight." And you know, that's a little bit of a slippery slope. So the big question is, can cortisol levels impact your weight? All right, so the big drum roll answer is here. It's a slippery slope. You do need to follow, obviously, a clean diet. But the slippery slope part is as people progress through eating a healthy diet, if your cortisol levels are through the roof, your body, as I said earlier, is no different than you being in a traumatic car accident. If you're in a traumatic car accident, your body, your system is putting all of their everything into life-save mode. It is not paying attention to digesting. It is not paying attention to calorie burning. It is not paying attention to you trying to lose weight. It is paying attention to you in survival mode. I'm sure you've heard of fight or flight mode. If your stress levels are in that high of cortisol, you are in fight or flight mode. Some other symptoms that you might experience if you are in fight or flight mode are poor digestion. And I hear this all the time. People are constipated. People can't digest food. People blame their systems not being able to tolerate certain foods. And those all twine back to those higher stress levels. And so the way to implement this is to slowly interject those lifestyle behaviors throughout your day. And this is actually something that I've been doing quite a bit with my clients these last few weeks. And I'd love to be able to share my little strategy with you. So I started doing this simple mindset strategy with clients. And this is something that you can do as well. So I ordered a bunch of popsicle sticks off of Amazon. And you don't need to use popsicle sticks. You could use beads. You could use pennies. You could use pens. But of course, the popsicle sticks are very, very enlightening because you could write on them. And I took it a step further. I ordered colored popsicle sticks because they were no extra charge. And so the significance behind this is each color of the popsicle sticks represent a different activity that I like my clients to do to reduce the stress throughout the day. And so oftentimes we need a visual reminder because once we start our day and the chaos begins, we forget to remind ourselves that our stress levels are rising. And like I mentioned earlier, we oftentimes don't realize that our stress is up. We get on with our day and the chaos begins, like I just said. So by having this visual reminder of your popsicle sticks, you could simply write down on your popsicle sticks, and you don't need that many, maybe six different activities that you know will reduce your stress levels. And based on what we discussed today on the show, you could write on one of them, deep breathing. And for example, maybe the yellow popsicle stick is for deep breathing, and perhaps you're going to throw three yellow popsicle sticks in your jar. Perhaps you're going to have another popsicle stick. The orange popsicle sticks are going to be some sort of movement. Maybe it's to get up and stretch. Maybe it's to do a 1 minute activity, you know, reach up, touch your toes, or, you know, look up my show on functional exercises. These are things that are going to get you moving. This is going to take some of that stress out of your life. Deep belly laughing is another one. Let's make the purple popsicle sticks deep belly laughing, and let's throw in however many of those that you want to include in your day. So in the scenario that I've created, you are going to have your popsicle sticks on your desk, or if you don't work, you're going to have them somewhere where you can visibly see them. And each day, your task is to move the popsicle sticks from the jar over to the completed jar. And the point of this is to scatter these activities throughout the day. Because what we so often do, and I many times have my clients tell me that they are including these stress reducers in their day, but we forget. And we are cramming them all in at 5 o'clock, right before the buzzer goes off. And that is not helping our cortisol levels because we are trying to get our deep breathing in at the end of the day. And we are getting up and stretching at the end of the day. And so the point of this is to radiate and execute these throughout the day. Because as your stress levels go up, you execute a stress reducer, which is going to raise your DHEA, causing the balance to occur. And although you might not feel it, if we were to run labs, if we were to check your actual cortisol levels, you would absolutely see a difference. And moving on to this and going down the pike, 5 years down the road, 6 years down the road, you would absolutely notice a difference in your health. You aren't going to be in fight or flight mode as often, and you will have learned to develop these habits. And I can tell you from personal experience, I don't think about it anymore. I don't need my pestle sticks. I automatically have found myself executing the deep breathing. And incidentally, it happens automatically when I find myself feeling stressed. And actually, if my husband was here, he would tell you that many times he will say to me, Irene, stop with your breathing. He notices when I'm feeling stressed because that is my coping mechanism. And it really does help. So get yourself some popsicle sticks, get yourself some visual reminders, include the kids into this because it's never too early to start reducing that stress. So I hope this helps, and I hope you have a much less stressful day.
Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. It's not about what you've done. It's about what you do.